Change of Address by Gordon Stewart.
Oh, I'm too tired to read any more tonight. I think I'll put out the light. And...
All right, darling. I've just finished this chapter. It's only about half a page.
Yeah. Seems odd, doesn't it, to think that after 14 years, this is our last night in this house.
How is that odd?
It just seems strange to think that as from tomorrow, we won't be here, and neither will the house. It's as if a whole episode of our lives is being eradicated.
Yes, I suppose so. This is a lovely spot, but I don't think I'd want one of their new flats, would you?
No, no. Not at this stage of my life. No, I'm looking forward to a new life. New locations, new challenges, new horizons.
Yes, it's the whole thing, really, isn't it? A new home in a new location with a new life of total leisure.
No, not total leisure. No, there's the book to write.
Oh, plenty of time for that.
Not at all. I have to get straight down to it whilst everything is fresh in my mind. A couple of months of leisure and you can easily lose touch with your past. A good autobiography is the product of a fresh mind and a keen memory.
It can't be an autobiography if it's about both of us, can it? Particularly if it's going to be written under a non-pseudonym.
Yeah, good point. Perhaps more like memoir.
What are you going to call it?
My thought, The Contractors.
Oh, yes, I like that. Has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, good. Now, come on, let's get some sleep. You've got to be up early in the morning. Finish your chapter.
No, I won't bother. Night, darling. Love you.
Night. Love you too.
Just remember to collect your suits and my skirts and slacks from the dry cleaners.
Mm. Remember the cars are in for service.
Oh, do you know when they'll be ready?
I think... 10 o'clock. Yes, 10 o'clock. Richard and his chaps want to start at about that time, too.
Good. That's fine.
Yes.
Julian! Julian, wake up!
What is it?
I heard a noise downstairs. Julian!
What?
Shush! Not so loud.
What is it?
I thought I heard a sound from downstairs. I'm sure I did. I don't like it.
Are you sure? Are you sure? I can't hear anything. You must be mistaken. Probably next door's cat.
No.
Go to sleep.
The sound came from downstairs, from the kitchen.
I can't hear anything. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I definitely heard a sound from downstairs in the kitchen area. Oh, please, go check. Just in case. Oh, but be careful.
Oh, all right. I was just getting up to sleep. Where's my dressing gown? Oh, damn. Now I stab my toe.
Shh. Don't turn on the light.
All right, all right.
It seems all clear. But please, Benny, be more careful.
Sorry.
Okay, no harm done. But we can't afford to bungle this contract.
All right, what's the panic? According to the information we've been given, they won't be back until tomorrow morning. So the house is empty. I don't know why we're here tonight.
Because we'll be ready when they do return. The early bird catches the snake. This is our final contract, Benny, and if we make a mess of it, who knows the consequences? At best, our pension is reduced, or we make arrangements for our funeral.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be more careful. You know what it's like. The adrenaline gets to work, and I get hungry, and my mind is on food.
Yes, I remember what happened the last time I worked with you.
What was that then? Remind me.
You nearly got us caught because of your insistence on making a peanut butter sandwich. And if that wasn't enough, you were going to make yourself a milkshake.
Yeah, that was a close one. So why did you agree to work with me again?
I didn't. I had no choice. I had to accept you. There was no one else on the books and the contract is overdue. Beggars can't be choosy. It has to be completed rather quickly. Information has been received that these subjects are about to release details of their past victims and who had ordered their demise.
Oh, right.
Right. Enough talk. You know what you have to do.
Okay, Ruth, you can rely on me. I promise.
Good. Just concentrate and everything will go to plan.
Don't move. Stay where you are with your hands high.
What the?
Keep perfectly still. As you can see, I have the means to inflict serious damage to your persons. Now, one at a time. You first, Benny. Sit in that chair. Slowly does it. Hands up. That's right. Now you, Ruth. Don't say a word. Just sit in that chair. Hands up. That's right. Ah, there you are, darling. See who we have here.
Oh, yes. What a surprise. Well, well.
Yes, it certainly is. I never thought I'd see the day when we would come face to face with our fellow travellers. It'd be nice to have a chat and swap tales of our adventures.
What a good idea, as we have so much in common, our profession and our employer.
Yes, but first we must make our guests comfortable, then we can all relax. You first, Benny. Hands behind your back, please. There, that's better. Now, Ruth, let's make you comfortable. There we are, all done. No, nothing to say. Oh, come on, don't be shy.
Once you've got over the shock, I'm sure you'll want to have a chat.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Shall I begin? There's been something niggling me, well, both of us, for years. Tell me, were you two responsible for the assassination of President Olanka when she was visiting that Swiss clinic? From the look in your eyes, Ruth, I detect that you were involved. Am I right?
I suppose there's no point in keeping these things to oneself. Yes, it was Benny and I who completed that contract. Little did we realise the impact it would have on world affairs, but that's another story.
Mm. We put in a bid for that contract, didn't we, Laura? And we always wondered if it was you two who beat us to it.
Yes, we did. We've always known that you two were our competitors. Strange that we should meet now when the competition stops. But then I'm sure that it's not really pure chance, is it?
Yes, we've retired, which leaves you two with no competition, so to speak. And no other duos anywhere in the world. Of course, if we had had children, we could have trained them to follow in our footsteps. We did consider Laura's niece and nephew, but it would have been too risky. Too many strands which could be traced.
In our organisation, we have a problem.
Shut up, Benny. That's enough. Lee said, soon as repaired. That loose tongue of yours.
Oh, no, no, no. Let him carry on. What harm can a few indiscretions possibly do in the circumstances?
Don't be a fool, Benny. Not another word. They are still the opposition and not to be trusted. Isn't there a saying that goes, a tiger never changes its spots? Yes?
Yeah, something like that. All right.
Yes. Talking about tigers, that debacle in South Africa springs to mind. I know that we both put in a bid for the contract to assist the opposition to the government at the time. It was decided to use a cheaper contractor. It was the opposition that was eliminated and not the government.
I think we'd better continue reminiscing with our guests in the morning, after we've all had some rest. Don't you?
Yes, all right, yes. Yes, it is late. So if you just follow me, the guest room is, how shall I describe, sparse? No, simple but reasonably comfortable. And of course, secure. So you'll feel safe. Here we are. Now be careful. The stairs are rather steep.
It's an ensuite bedroom, of sorts. You'll find your needs are attended to. And don't worry, it's nice and quiet down here. No one will disturb you. It's a nice, big, thick door, as you can see. And we'll keep it locked so you won't be disturbed. Sleep well. Good night.
Good night. Right, darling, we better not waste any more time. I've packed our bags and I've got all the necessary documents. We just need to do a final check around the house, and we're off. We can phone to the building contractors from our hotel. They know what they have to do. Then we're off to our new home. You check upstairs, and I'll check down here. Hello? Put me through to Richard Burke, please. Yes, I'll hold. Richard, it's Julian. Yes, we're fine. Just to let you know, you can start the demolition whenever you like. We have moved out and taken anything we want to keep, so the site is all yours. Okay? Thanks, Richard. Goodbye.
A Bare Bones Theatre production with the following cast. Julian was played by Gordon Stewart, Laura by Jeanette Bennett, Ruth by Amanda Watkins, and Benny by Howard Jones. Production was by Dave Baldwin. The theme music, Backplate, was written and performed by Joseph McDade.